I'm joined by Neil Durkin from Amnesty. You'll have seen what George Bush has said in his new memoirs. What did you make of his comments, particularly on waterboarding?
Well, I think the first thing really is that Amnesty is actually still quite shocked that the former president is still clinging to this view that waterboarding is somehow legal, when I think even senior members of the present administration and many people in the United States no longer hold that view. We're rather shocked, actually, that from what we gather, the former president seems to have taken the advice on face value of a lawyer that said to him, yes, it is legal, and he went off and authorized an entire operation, a secret operation that involved a whole battery of so-called enhanced interrogation techniques that were always illegal, and if he'd consulted more widely, he would have known that.
His defence is that it saved lives, and indeed British lives.
Well, these claims are made from time to time by those that sometimes seek to justify torture, and even if that were true, and usually there isn't any evidence provided at the same time as the claims are made, it wouldn't justify the abuse itself. I mean, that there are two ways of looking at this. You can say that you can take a very, very, you know, sort of instrumentalist look at it and say, well, you know, do we save lives if we destroy one life? Well, it's never really a zero-sum game like that. The knock-on effects of using torture and then seeking to justify it is horrible ripple effect, really, where you get regimes all around the world that then are sort of, you know, more or less given the green light to carry on torturing in their own torture chambers. And it becomes very, very difficult, you know, for the US State Department and others to go to meetings with Chinese and, you know, Burmese and Iranian officials and complain about torture in their countries. So there's that aspect as well.
But even on its own terms, you think the claim is shaky, that it actually shakes?
The claims have to be looked at very skeptically, I think. You know, they've been made about people that have been held at Guantanamo Bay without charge for years, and then all of a sudden those people get released and the claims wither away, they disappear. And of course the context, let's look at the context. The claims are being made at the same time that the former president is trying to justify an highly controversial, not to say illegal, practice that has stained his reputation, really, and the whole reputation of the United States. The context is very self-serving, and we haven't seen the evidence. Of course, we want to see a much fuller account, really, of when the torture was used, what the results of that torture was, and who the officials were that were involved.
Downing Street has just come out with this statement saying that it still regards waterboarding as torture. You must be encouraged by that.
Well, we're encouraged. I mean, it's far better than if they'd, you know, in some way equivocated over that. What I would say, though, is that the good thing that's on the horizon in the UK is that there's going to be an inquiry led by Sir Peter Gibson into the whole aspect of torture and possible complicity by the UK in aspects of torture and how evidence was used from torture. We haven't seen that, though, in the United States. We at Amnesty call for a commission of inquiry to be set up to investigate independently all aspects of, really, the war on terror, and that hasn't come to fruition, and we still want it to.
Okay, Neil, thanks a lot.
All right.